So how did you become a police officer then? You said about 10 months after your decision, then you were there in the police force.
Yeah, well, it can take, some people have taken 2 or 3 years to get through the recruitment process, depending on how much money the force has got from the Home Office to spend on recruiting, and depending on how fast things are going through at the time. So the initial stage is just to apply for an application form, fill in the application form, which is quite a daunting task in itself. It's quite a long application form to fill in. And then there's a fitness test to do, there's a medical, there's what we call a carousel, where you deal with various different situations. There's various different rooms, and on the door of the room, there's a scenario, and then you go in and there's somebody role-playing, and you're told which role you've got to take. So, for example, one that I did, I had to be a manager of a bus station, and there was a lady who was lost, and she couldn't remember where she was or who she was or anything, and I had to sort it all out. So all those sorts of scenarios, and there's a number of those that you have to deal with, and you're marked on how well you deal with people. So about communication, decision making, what decision you come to doesn't matter. The fact that you can make a decision and decide where you're going to go, and using other people who are around you as well. Testing skills.
Yes, and lots of different skills there.
There are a lot of different skills, and they're tested throughout the whole of the probation period, which is 2 years. Right. So once you're in, you're in probation for 2 years.
So what does that mean, probation?
Well, it's a period during which you learn the job. So they've changed the system recently, whereby the student officers now spend some time doing a foundation degree at Huddersfield University on policing. So there's a lot of academic work involved, but also on hands patrol work, so working with a tutor for 10 weeks, one-to-one tutor who teach you how to do the job for real after learning it at training college. And then going out on independent patrol with the support of a probationer group. So you have a tutor who works with however many people are on that group. So it may be sort of 8 or 10. I did it for a while, a couple of years ago. And that's good fun. But you're learning how to do it by yourself, but with support of somebody who can come help you when you get stuck.
Thank you.